Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when Sunday rolls around and you just want to curl up on the couch in your comfiest PJs? Like a total self-care superhero? Well, I'm here to tell you that's exactly what we need to be doing more often. But self-care gets thrown around so much these days, it can feel kinda vague, right? What does it really mean, and how do we make it a priority in our jam-packed lives? Today, we're diving deep into the world of self-care, specifically focusing on Sunday as your dedicated mental health recharge day. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and let's get real about prioritizing our well-being because, honestly, you deserve it. Here are 5 powerful takeaways to make self-care Sunday a total game-changer. Number 1. Ditch the guilt trip. Let's be honest, we often feel guilty taking time for ourselves. We think, oh, there's so much I should be doing, or, I'm being selfish. Newsflash. You're not being selfish, you're being responsible. Taking care of your mental health is essential for everything else in your life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run a car without gas, right? So why treat yourself any differently? Number 2. Disconnect to reconnect. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with notifications, emails, and social media updates. It's exhausting. Give yourself permission to unplug on Sunday. Turn off those notifications, put your phone on airplane mode, and spend some quality time offline. Read a book, take a walk in nature, or simply enjoy the peace and quiet. Number 3. Move your body, feel the joy. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's incredible for your mental well-being too. It releases those feel-good endorphins that leave you feeling energized and uplifted. Find an activity you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, hiking, or even just a brisk walk around the block. Number 4. Nourish yourself from the inside out. Sunday is the perfect day to treat yourself to some wholesome goodness. Fuel your body with nourishing foods that make you feel good, like fresh fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Avoid processed foods, sugary snacks, and excessive caffeine. They can actually drain your energy and leave you feeling sluggish. Number 5. Practice gratitude and mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. It could be anything from having a loving family to simply waking up to another beautiful day. Mindfulness practices, like meditation or deep breathing exercises, can also help you stay grounded and present in the moment. Ever feel that knot of tension in your shoulders? You know, the one that just won't quit even when you've had a good night's sleep? It often stems from holding on to stress and worry without letting it go. Think about it. We all have those moments where we're juggling a million things, deadlines looming, emails piling up, and suddenly, our shoulders feel like they're carrying the weight of the world. But what if I told you that there's a simple way to release that tension and reclaim your sense of calm? It's called Self-Care Sunday. Imagine this. It's Sunday morning, the sun is streaming in through your window, and you're wrapped up in your favorite cozy blanket. Instead of jumping straight into your to-do list, you take a few moments to breathe deeply, feel the warmth on your skin, and appreciate the stillness of the moment. Maybe you light a scented candle, put on some relaxing music, or simply enjoy a cup of tea while watching the world go by. By dedicating just a small amount of time each Sunday to prioritize your mental well-being, you're setting yourself up for success throughout the week. You're giving yourself permission to recharge, reconnect, and return to your responsibilities feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle anything that comes your way. So, what are you waiting for? Make Self-Care Sunday a non-negotiable part of your routine. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. And trust me, when you prioritize your well-being, everything else in your life starts to fall into place. Now go forth and conquer that self-care day like the amazing person you are. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder to put themselves first. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.